From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has been welcomed in Vietnam decades after the two countries were arch enemies during a bitter war. Mr. Obama spoke alongside Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang at the Presidential Palace in Hanoi today.
I believe that the relationship between the Vietnamese people and the United States can be one of the most important in this critical part of the world. And I believe that the upgrade in our ties that we've achieved today will deliver greater security, prosperity, and dignity for both of our peoples for many decades to come.
President Obama today lifted a decades-old arms export embargo on Vietnam. He said he hopes to bolster a government seen as crucial in the region. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has announced the start of a military offensive to retake the city of Fallujah, held by the Islamic State militants for more than 2 years. Mr. al-Abadi said the offensive will be conducted by the army with others, including U.S.-led airstrikes. Residents are being urged to leave before the operation begins, and Human Rights Watch is warning that the remaining residents in Fallujah face food shortages. President Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that's continued to plot against and unleash attacks on Americans and coalition forces. Afghan intelligence agency confirmed Mansour was killed by a U.S. airstrike. Burkina Faso has held local elections. They did so Sunday, part of the country's transition to democracy, more than a year after longtime ruler Blaise Compaoré was ousted in a popular uprising. The vote, originally scheduled in late January, was postponed because of jihadist attacks that killed 30. This is VOA News. Absentee ballots likely will decide who will be the next president of Austria. It is now a waiting game for both the media and the presidential candidates. Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer leads with 51.9% of the vote. His opponent, Alexander Van der Bellen, has 48.1%. Absentee ballots expected to be counted by late tonight. If Hofer wins, he would become the European Union's first far-right head of state. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has warned the media against speculating about what brought down Egypt Air Flight 804, killing all 66 on board. The Airbus A320 crashed in the Mediterranean on its way to Cairo from Paris on Thursday. Investigators said smoke was detected in the cabin minutes before the plane crashed. But aviation analyst Scott Hamilton of Seattle-based Liam Company tells VOA that remains inconclusive as a possible cause of the crash.
We don't have enough information to draw any conclusions whatsoever. The reports also indicated there was smoke in the electronics bay in the forward lavatory, but that's all we know. We don't know if there was open fire. We don't know how extensive the smoke was. We don't know if the smoke was incapacitating. We just can't draw any conclusions at this point.
Egypt's aviation minister has said a terrorist attack is more likely the cause for the crash than technical failure. There has been no claim by a terrorist organization of being involved in the air tragedy. A two-day United Nations-hosted first-ever humanitarian summit gets underway today in Istanbul, aimed at devising a comprehensive strategy for dealing with an estimated 60 million displaced people in the world. Jan Eliasson is the UN Deputy Secretary General.
We have to stand up for international humanitarian law. We have seen a decay, a lack of respect for international humanitarian law, which is causing enormous damage to the world. Civilian populations are not protected. Hospitals and schools are attacked. We want to have a strong reminder, a strong call for respect of international humanitarian law.
UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Stephen O'Brien called it a once-in-a-generation opportunity to set in motion an ambitious and far-reaching agenda to change the way suffering can be alleviated and prevented among the world's most vulnerable people. Greek lawmakers have approved new spending cuts and tax hikes demanded by European creditors in exchange for a new installment of desperately needed bailout funds. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.